you hold.
Baby, can we turn that into prayers? Even though my word before, since I will never let you go. That no matter the circumstances, oh God, that we shall love you today. That nothing shall separate us. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Father, we thank you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. We give a praise again. We honor you for who you are. We reverence you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
My closest friend.
What a glorious God.
To my word before.
Thank you, Father.
I never let
for your
you
grace
go.
And for your fullness, oh God. We are here this morning again. Just to thank you for your love. Just thank him for the love. Thank you for his 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 care. Thank you for his mercy. Thank you for his kindness. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Your love is excellent. In the name of Jesus, we will bring
in
new grounds for your love.
In Jesus' precious name.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Psalm 25, verse 7. Give me the Messenger Bible. He said, forget me that I sow wild oats. Forget, Psalms 25, verse 7, the Messenger Bible. Forget that I sow wild oats. Is it there?
Hallelujah.
All right, Messenger Bible. All right, Messenger Bible. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He said, mark me with a sign of your love. For I know you have the best plan for me.
Hallelujah.
Are you there?
Yes.
Is there now?
Yes.
All right, we can read it together. One, two.
Forget.
One,
that
one, two, let's go.
Forget
that I sow white oats. Hallelujah. Remember, stop there. The psalmist was talking to God. And you know that wild oats are not required. Wild oats are not plants to be appreciated. Wild oats will stop your plant from growing, from harvesting. Am I communicating? Am I speaking to someone? I am sure in our characters and behavior, we have wild oats. Am I communicating? Am I communicating with somebody? And the psalmist said, forget. Of a truth, I messed up. Hallelujah. Forget. We're going to talk to God once again. Lord, forget. Every mistake I have made, forget that I have so wide head. I have messed up. Am I speaking to someone? My past has not been good. I have walked in my own ways. My attitude has not been best. My approach has not been the best. I found myself in sin. But today, forget. Forget, Lord. Forget, Lord. We're going to pray that prayer once again. In a few minutes, let's go to God and talk to God. This is personal. This is personal. Forget. The word is I. It is not a we. It is I. It is I. Personify this prayer. Please personify this prayer unto yourself once again. Something had to happen. The heavens will forget. Heavens will forget you. Forget now the sins of your past. Forget the fire. The fire told us, I am no longer a slave to sin. Yes, you are no more. But talk to God once again that, Lord, his mercy will locate you this morning. Forget, Lord, that I have sown wild oats. Forget, Lord, that I have messed up in my life. Forget, Lord, for the things I have done. I have built up hatred. I have built up hatred around me. I have built up hatred. Yes, Lord, I have used bitterness around me. And look, and I'm all standing. But I ask, oh God, that you help me out now. Help me out now. Help me out right now. By your mighty hands, I thank you and I worship you, Lord. I call upon your name, oh God, that you will forgive your people. You will forget your people. You will forget your sins. You will forget your attitude. Wherever they have messed up, wherever they have missed out, wherever they have done well, evil before you, Lord. Forgive. Now, Lord, we have sung white oaths. It's a moment, oh God, that you show us mercy in the name of Jesus. The preceding verse says, the B part says, mark me with a sign of love. Hallelujah. There will be a replacement this morning. I didn't hear. I said there will be a replacement this morning. Someone is going to carry a mark of love. Maybe the one carrying the mark of love. I don't know about. Am I speaking to somebody? Am I communicating with somebody? You know what it means to have a mark, right? Amen. This morning, God will mark somebody with a sign of love. Louder. I said it's a sign of love. Somebody will carry a sign of love today. If you have been hated before, after now, you shall be loved. You shall be called a beloved. I say you shall be called a beloved. If they have forgotten you, they will not forsake you anymore. God will mark you for love. Heavens will mark you for love. Am I communicating to someone? So I know that when the mark of love comes, things must give way. Hallelujah. Hear me. I beg you. I know that some of you may not understand this message of love. We lack excitement in their first capacities. We want to preach excitement. But I tell you, Jesus understood this and he spoke through Apostle Paul. He said, in the last days, perilous times shall come. 1 Timothy 3 from verses 1, right? He said, men shall be lovers of themselves. Do you understand what I'm talking? So that means a time is coming, and the time is now. Men love themselves more than they love God. Oh, am I communicating to someone in the house? It's already there. We know it. That means a time will come that the love of God will no more be there. Everything is me. Hallelujah. Everything is what? Me. And that's all. People will turn aside from loving each other. No wonder it's easy to kill human beings than to kill animals today. Because we don't love each other. We kill men. We kill souls. We don't even care. Animals even have a better dignity and value than human beings do. Can you look at that? Help us with that projection. 1 minute. Keep standing with me. You will soon sit down. Amen. I say you will soon sit down. Amen. If I'm standing, I slept 1 a.m., woke up 4 a.m., my wife knows. It takes grace for me even to be here. Am I speaking to somebody? And I'm standing, and I'm not weak. My friend, you don't know what I surpass until to speak to you. Amen. All right. Are we there? No, I didn't. I talked about first. 2 Timothy, right? All right, thank you. 2 Timothy. Thank you for the backup. Let's go there. Yeah, they did. I had the backup. I love that. I love, you know, that sign is good. Backup. Are we there? Just quickly, just read. I'm not going to. Please. Just, some people need this information. Amen. Okay, don't be naive. That's a very good one. Don't be what? I love this one. Okay, Messenger Bible. Let's go there. There are difficult times, what? Ahead. Go ahead. Let's read quickly. Put it together. I don't care. I just want to show you something. As the end approaches, people are going to be self-absorbed, money-hungry, self-promoting, stuck-up. That's some of you are just stuck-up. Profane, contentious, of parents, crude, coarse. Go ahead. Dog eat dog. Did you see this? Dog, human beings are eating human beings. They tramp on you, they don't care. They push on you, they don't care. They castigate you, they don't care, just to get their way. Some people lie just to make their way up. Am I speaking to someone? Dog, what? Eat dog. It's the time now, you know it, I don't know how to talk to you. And then what? Unbending. Did you see that? How many times you talk to people? They are unbending. Sometimes I doubt whether we are still Christians. You talk to somebody, Kalas, Any moment you just for one way or that rebuke a brother, he's left the church. Unbending, just on their own way, just to fulfill their own requirement. One was calling me and telling me, Daddy, forgive me. I don't want to talk. Last week, forgive me. I have sinned. I will not fail again. I will not commit to sin again. Ba 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 ba. I gave you my platform. You sang in my platform. You can use this platform to go anywhere. You think music or a song is just a show business? Let's be careful. I'm sorry, let me stop there. Unbending. What did he say again? Slanderous. Again? Impossibly white. Did you hear this? Another white oats. We have so many white oats. White behavior. Thank you. Are you going to want to? Savage and was cynical. Cynical. Let's finish it quickly. Treacherous. Treacherous, right? Betrayers in diverse ways. Ruthless. Did you see that? They don't care anymore. And what happened? Blotted with wind bands. I have arrived. Pride. With what? Wind bags. Blotted. They are blotted like this. Addicted to what? To loss. And what? Allergic. Hey! Addicted what? To loss. And they are allergic to God. They don't come close to God anymore. The things of God, they are far off. Friend, we need to preach love. Our love must not die. I didn't hear that. Number five, then I'll stop there. Number five. One, two. I'll stop this one. Don't worry. One, two. They make show of religion, but behind the scene, they are animals. Stay clear of this one. Put your hands together for Jesus. If you want to clap, clap. Behind the scene, they are animals. They claim to be religious. But I tell you the truth, when you see them outside the religious cycle, you are afraid. You will ask yourself, is this one a Christian? Because we don't care. But first Peter said, love covers a multitude of sins. We need to love. No matter the challenge, we need to love. It's difficult, but I tell you the truth. That's what makes a Christianity different. Until you are broken. You know, Jesus met the people and said, until you are converted like what? A little child. You know, the little kids, even if you beat them and they cry, and you come brisket and say, come and take. What will happen? God bless you. Mothers will tell me what I'm talking about. Amen. Sometimes mothers don't have the right. Oh no, they are smiling. Mothers and fathers are understanding. When you beat a child, because it's not happening. But after a while, he said, come. What do you do? He runs with an open hand. Some of you have not yet been converted. That is your problem. You have been too big for God, and even when God wants to stretch for his hand, he said, no, didn't you beat me? Didn't you do this? Yes, you have so grown up that you are not contesting with God. The day you contest with God, you'll be buried soon. So, we are going to pray. Mark me the sign of love. So, I have not forgotten my prayer. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. God's best is planned for somebody. And then when God marks you with a sign, he says, you give me the best plan. So, we're going to pray. Place your hands on your head in a few minutes. After that, we're going to pray. Come on, your head. We are going to pray. As we pray this prayer, doors will be opening for you. Oh my God. I said doors will be opening for you. Healings will take place right now. Deliverance will take place right now. Breakthrough is about to happen right now. New grants are about to be broken. In the precious name of Jesus. Somebody is changing the story now. Your story by this revelation The mark of God is coming. Mark of love upon. Begin to declare to yourself right now. But Father, in the name of Jesus, mark me right now with a sign of love. Come on, let's begin to pray. Let's begin to call upon God right now. You have the best plan for my life. In the name of Jesus, Father, mark me today with a sign of love. With a sign of love. Anywhere, whatever area I go, homes, my family, my church, the brethren, I shall be accepted. Nothing shall stop me. Atina, Edrato, Zepreke, Ikala, Ikazo, Brekete, Ekraka, Leprosa, Igraso, Egrato, Baluka, Egraso, Ekrako, Balisataya, mark this church for love, one another. Rekadadadada, Rekadagadaga, Rakadagadaga, 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 mark us now with a sign of love. Nika, Ibra, Ita, Ikra, Ebra, Zeta, Raka, Bakusha, bring back, restore, Yekala Baba, Repa, Rakada, Ingrasatayaba, Ritana Brakata, that forgive, oh God, the heart to forgive, the heart to forgive, the liver, Zeta, Lusha, Ibra, Essa, Engra, Epa, Illa, Iba, Rasa, thank you, Father, we come to praise, Oka, let your name be praised. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. May your prayers be answered this morning. By this mark of love, greater doors shall be opened for you. God's best shall locate you. I say, God's best shall locate you. I say, God's best shall locate you. Receive God's best in the name of Jesus. Do you know why? Jesus was God's best. Did you know that? It was God's what? If he cannot spare his only begotten son, shall he not freely give you all things? He gave his best, and that was Jesus. So you must have the best. Amen. Take your seat in his presence. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for the great opportunity the Lord has done for us. Amen. Amen. God's love will continue to generate higher and higher in our life, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to use this opportunity to appreciate the name of the Lord. Over the week, I just want to thank God. I think it should be 2 weeks right now. I appreciate God for my new place. My new place was able to give me an official car by the grace of God. Amen. If you clap, yours is coming. The better you clap, the better the favor. Hallelujah. They gave me 2024 Fortuna, amen, and seven-seater. I give God the praise. Toyota Fortuna, amen. I've been delivered from buying fuel. I just go to Wukud and they just put it. Hallelujah. Amen. Just barely 4 months into the job. I just did only 4 months. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, amen. And I believe more will be there in Jesus' name. And the second testimony over the week again, what we are living on Friday, some young men in this church whom I have helped, who I, by the grace of God, helped me, not all, some few of them decided to put themselves together, and they got me iPhone 15. See how you are clapping. Hallelujah. You know why I'm so grateful? Because I'm not sure KCMI has bought me anything special. Apart from shoe now and suit. Thank you. Did you buy me a car? Even this one that I'm using to preach for you is not you. Love is love. I cannot take away. But what I'm saying as a church, I didn't say as an individual before you made a mistake. Hello. Maybe you didn't understand my language. I say, individual, you have been a blessing. I'm telling you the truth. This one is yours. The Shuma Safari from Kenya. Hallelujah. But as a church, have you come collectively and say, this one is for daddy? I challenge you. Thank you. But I'm grateful that God did it. I'm not looking at you. God forbid. Please don't go into that, misquote me. God has always had a way to bless someone. I've never used your money to buy fuel. Since I started ministry, I've never used a dime of this church to buy even fuel. But God did it. These are some of the rewards we are talking. He doesn't expect to come from you. God goes at any place to bless you. Am I speaking to someone in the house? Come on, shout aloud that amen. So that's to tell you that more is expected. From today, as I testify, you will testify. I don't know what you are expecting God from. May God provide for you in the name of Jesus. Much more shall come. I said much more shall come. No, the problem is that when I begin to testify like this, some of you also will begin. Pastor Sam has gotten a new car. Let's put our hands together for him also. He's so fast in catching up. When I testify of my house, he's not even up to here. He came up with his own. Come on, praise the Lord. You know, we are grateful. We celebrate what God has done. I understand we celebrate God. I know God has visited so many of you and has blessed you, but I just want to say thank Him. Thank Him for everything He has done for us. And we will thank Him the more in the name of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus. Help me appreciate the pastors in the house. Let's appreciate our beloved pastor. Amen. Reverend Augustine. Let's appreciate Pastor Mary. Don't worry. Appreciate my wife. And appreciate Pastor and his wife. Come on, put your hands together. And every one of you that have visited us today. Today, by religious setting, is a triumphant day. Amen. By Sunday, it should be triumphant Sunday. But now we worship on Friday, so it's a triumphant Friday. So you will triumph. Power of love, part two. Power of love, part two. God, give me grace. So run this quickly. We discussed last week on God's power of love, how the dimension of God's power of love, how we need to love one another. Our text was taken from the book of 1 John, chapter 4, where we say God is love. God is love, and He manifests His love through Jesus Christ. And the same was demonstrated unto us. We went ahead to talk more about these aspects about the power of love. And we said, love is the mandate for internal life. Did we say so? Amen. Love is what? The mandate for internal life. If you don't love God, there's no eternity for you. Praise God. To a point that God told us that not only you love God, love your neighbor. Amen. Love those who hate you. Those who castigate you, love them. Show them love. The book of Jude, chapter 1:1 says, keep yourself in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. Amen. Amen. It appears that it's internal. Praise the Lord. All right, this is better. Amen? Okay, so the next one we say, His presence. God's what? Presence. I don't know whether we still remember. Hallelujah. We talk about one. Those of us that are here, we are talking about eternity. Amen. Love is the mandate for what? Eternal life. And number two, the presence of God resonates through what? True love. If you want to know God's presence, just love. When you go to a home, you see love. God's presence is there. Am I speaking to someone? God's presence is there. You say, where two or three are gathered, His presence is always there. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 12, He said, we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and He dwelleth in love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. So if you dwell in love, you dwell with God, you dwell in love, God dwells in you. That is the power of love. His presence resonates through love. That's number two. No one has seen God ever, but if we love one another, God dwells deeply within us. And His love becomes what? Complete in us in a perfect level. If only you can dwell in Him. Once you show love, His presence is there. You don't need to do anything. Number three, I'm just reminding you of last week. Number three, we said it's the first and the greatest of all commandments. As a matter of fact, all commandments are summed up in love. All commandments. The total sum of the Ten Commandments is what? Come on. The total sum of the Ten Commandments is what? That's what, if you love God, there's no need of talking about Ten Commandments. Hallelujah. Am I speaking to someone? There's no need. It's a golden law. James called it the golden law. It is all that is incorporated. The book of Genesis down to Revelation is about the love of God. Praise God. Let's get into one of the scriptures there. Amen. If you can't clear any of them, now. Right, that's good. Thank you so much. Now, when they first how he had bested the Sadducees, right? They gathered their forces for an assault. Can you imagine? Some people are gathering their forces for assault against Jesus. Can you imagine that? They want to assault Jesus. Go to verse 35 as well. 35. Quickly. Please. One of the religious scholars spoke to them, posing a question. They hope he would show him up. They hope they would what? Show him up. Meaning they are trying to test Jesus. Whether he can answer. Go ahead. As well. The teacher, which commandment in God's law is the most what? Is the most what? Important. Go ahead. Jesus said, what? Love your God with all your passion and prayer and intelligence. Go ahead. With all your soul, with all your mind, and with everything. He said, this is the most important, the first on any list. First on. So what is your list? God bless me with a car. God promotes me, first list. Give me husband, first list. Hallelujah. God give me money. God give me what? Money. That is what? First list. What is your first list? Tell the number, so what is your first list? The list you have, what is your first list? That's your list. Tell somebody, say that list. Come on, louder, louder. Say that list that you have for 2024. So which one is the first list? If it's not love, then go and change it. Thank you. Just change it today. The love of God should be number one. It should be what? Number one. So, my friend, go and change your list. Tell number to change your list. Louder, louder. Talk to that sister by your side. Change your list. Amen. Change your list. Amen. Instead of putting husband first, put love. Because you can get a husband who will not love you. He will only batter you. And let me make you a punching bag. So the first thing is what? Love. Give me a husband that will love me for who I am. The first time I met my wife, I spoke to her. Say, I'm loving you not because of your history, but I'm loving you for who you are. Did I not say it to you that night? I cannot forget. She's just shaking her head, though, but she understands. Now, all of us that marry from deeper life, no day easy, oh. God bless you. If you have been in deeper life in Nigeria, you will understand. So mommy has a deeper life background. So it is well. They don't understand, yes? You know, somebody is explaining it to them. So deep. So what? You can't see their hand out. You can't see all this one. You know, praise God. Colors, thank you. I stopped there. Praise the Lord. So when she said yes, she understands. I understand. But what am I talking about? Sisters and brothers, look for someone that loves you. Eh? Let it be a priority. Ask God for love. Don't ask for somebody tall, macho, six pack or seven pack. Nah, I don't know. I'm sure it has entered eight pack. You can get eight pack and will not love you. But you can get one pack like us. And we still love you. Come on, put your hands together. Stop judging us by pack. Judge us by our love. I was speaking to somebody in the house. And you brothers, stop judging by the addition. Hello? What did I say? Start what? Judging by the addition. Because there are some that now is becoming addition. And whatever is addition is not original. Stop this thing, my friend. If you add that in, it's not original. The original is no more. The original is what God has done for you. Appreciate it. Love it. Come on, put your hands together. So please check first. Love is all about it. Amen. Amen. I had a woman, a testimony of a woman who married a very rich man. Married to a very rich man. But he never sees the man at home. One day he asks the man, and the man said, I give you everything. You have everything. Amen. What else do you want? And the woman said, I need your heart. And the man says, sorry. If you're looking for my heart for love, you won't get it. But you can get everything. Is that what marriage is all about? Thank you. Be careful. What I said? I'm speaking to young men also. Be careful. Shout a louder amen. Number four, please. Join with me. Number four. I'll be talking about four, five, six, and that's all. Please. Amen. I have only three, so just follow it with me. True love is sacrificial. What I say? True love is sacrificial. God's love is unique, universal, unmerited, and personal. He loves you to the best. That's the truth. His love for human being is universal. So true love is sacrificial. God loves all men. Don't think he hates them. He loves all. That's why those of you that love the scripture, you know that the Bible said God so loved the world. He didn't say he just loved individual. Am I communicating? That he gave. True love is sacrificial. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 2. Okay, John 15, 13. Let's go to that. John 15, 13. He said, greater love has no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. Say, greater love has no man than this. Thank you. Amen. Can you help me with King James on this one? Go back to King James. Thank you. I know. Put your life on the line for your friends. Now, thank you. This is one. One, two. Greater love had no man than this. That what? A man laid down his life for his friends. Jesus laid down his life for you. He laid down for you. Greater love than this. So true love is what? True love is what? Help me out. True love is what? Sacrificial. Tell somebody, say, true love is sacrificial. Am I communicating? That is it. The highest degree is laying down your life for your friends. The highest love you show to a person is to make sure you bring others up. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 2. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 2. Can we go through that? Not every scripture we read. So, all right. Grace be to you and peace from our God Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Then verse 2. Verse 2. Verse 2. That's verse 2. Okay, start from verse 1, right? 1 to 2, please. Thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. This is Ephesians 5, 1 to 2, please. Thank you. Thank you. No wonder. Ephesians 5, 1 to 2. Just only that scripture. I love to share it. Yes. All right. Now, 1, 2, go. Be you therefore followers of God as dear children. Followers of God. Imitators of God. Amen. Then I'm going to say imitate God. Be God's follower. If God so love, you also need to love. Amen. Followers of God as dear children. Go to verse 2. Let's stop there. Now, thank you. 1, 2. So if you be followers of God, what do you also do? Come on, tell them, say, walk in love. Are you really walking in love? Amen. Walk in love. Walk in love. What is walk in love? It is, amen. Walk means continually walk in love. Not when you are going on the road, you are abusing everybody. Walk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Come on, shout a louder, amen. I say, shout a louder, amen. Praise God. Come on. Let me stop there. Walk in love. Tell them to say, walk in love. Let's go back. Go back. As Christ also had loved us and what? And given himself for us as an offering. Did you see that? And what? A sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Fragrance of love. Let's walk in love as Christ did for us. He has given himself for us. Amen. Let's walk. True love is what? Sacrificial. How many times, brethren, we have refreshed one another? True love is refreshing that person. Sacrificial. How many times you refresh a brother? A brother has a need. A sister has a need. How many times have you refreshed them? How many times have you made sacrifice for them individually? How many times? Ask your friend. How many times have you refreshed someone? Tell me someone. Say, how many times have you blessed someone? Maybe you understand. How many times have you offered something to somebody? Am I communicating to somebody? Tell them, say, how many times? Am I communicating? How many times? Amen. We are just ourselves. We don't care about the other, left or right. We don't care. Last week, 2 weeks, I've been giving you an assignment. This week, no assignment. Praise God. You all separated and you have to know each other. How many times you refresh one another? How many times you sacrifice to others? Some of us have things that are beyond us. There are people in need in this church. Need of clothes. Need of food. Amen. Need of support in one way or the other. Let's prove it. Some brethren in this church can testify that we stood by them in some years. Some of our brethren who are in business sacrificed for them. Make sure they did not leave this country. But today, they are a testimony. That brother that is suffering, maybe there's something that God has placed in place for his life. Brother Joshua, you remember? Thank you. We stood by him. But today, he has a wife. The wife has a child. Praise is there. Am I communicating? If we had not supported you, would you be here today? Our brethren came up, supported him. Gave him sponsor. Sit down. And today we can testify. This young man you see here, I don't think for the past, Pastor, I'm serious, for the past years, I'm not sure any of you have single-handedly given me 2,000. But this young man has single-handedly gave me 2,000. When you see people being blessed, you don't know their story. I know his story more than all of you. Sorry, I'm not using you to preach. Please forgive me. He took a job even when the money was nothing. But today, God has doubled, tripled 10 times to this pay. Some of you. Well, he was committed, though. He didn't leave this church. Because some of you, when we do like that, we'll not see you again. I say, we'll not see you again. To your tent, oh, Israel. I keep praying for him. You understand the power of sacrifice. He will say, Daddy, this is my altar. This is the word. I will raise an altar. He will keep saying, Daddy, I will raise an altar. Very soon, you will build your house. I prophesy to you, that house you are looking for, receive it in the name of Jesus. Resources shall be delivered to your hands. Come on, put your hands together for the glory of our God. Sometimes it's the Holy Ghost that leads us. Praise God. Number four, five, right? True love is selfless. It's what? Selfless. The opposite of selfless is what? Selfishness. So true love is what? Selfless. It's actually selfless. That's the English word. Means less of yourself. Thank you for this young man. Okay, put your hands for them. The music today was... The combination was not bad. Well, thank you, God. Choir, put your hands together for the choir. But please show yourself more love. Show yourself more. Thank you. I shouldn't expect to have less people stay here and more people sitting down there. Praise God. Message is passed. Thank you. Shout a louder amen. True love is what? Selfless. Love is helping what? Others is there, is there, is there. I'm going to finish, please, because it's 10:41. Please, I want to finish. I want to praise God. Amen. So, brethren, let's love one another. There are Bible scriptures attached to this. You can take it. The book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 4. 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 17. And Hebrews 13, verse 1. All of them talk about let brotherly love continue. Love the brotherhood. Am I speaking to somebody? In other words, I say love the sisterhood. Shout a louder amen. Love what? The brotherhood. Not only yourself. Love one another. Love one another. No matter what happened. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14. I would like to project that before I conclude. Please, on number 6. If quickly. I want to conclude on number 6, but 1 Corinthians 16, verse 14. 16, verse 14. Let's project that. 16, 14. Thank you. I call it do all things with love. Let everything be done with love. So let, what did he say? Let all your things, what? Be done with what? Come on, with what? Let everything be done with what? So when you came to church this morning, did you come with love? Hello? Hello? Am I communicating? Did you come with love? Are you sitting with love? Are you looking at that sister with love? Did you sing in the choir with love? The technical, is it done with love? Or was it done under compulsion? And because I have to come? Am I communicating? Amen. Some of you, I am sure you came this morning without love. You just came because it's your responsibility. But anything that is not done in love is a sin. Anything that is not done in love is what? Is a sin. Just like it's done without faith. Faith, whatever is done by faith. And you remember that love cannot work alone without faith. And faith itself cannot work alone without what? Love. Am I communicating? Gentlemen, did you come with love today? The love of God in your life? The love to serve God? The love to worship God? Hallelujah. Am I speaking to someone in the house? So let everything be done by love. There are some of us here, I am serious. There are some of us here, with the way the things are, we don't do things with love. We just want to do it that people will see us. I stop there. Am I communicating? Praise God. Part of it, love should not be manipulative. So number six, love is all purpose garment. Amen. Amen. Love is all purpose garment. Love is not manipulating the other. Stop manipulating people. Praise God. Praise God. Even as a pastor, I made up my mind that I will not manipulate people. Because it's easy to manipulate people through this altar. Oh my God, am I communicating with someone in the house? It's very easy as pastors to manipulate people through this altar. If not, how can a pastor wake up and tell that all his people should fast so that as after you fast, then you go to heaven? Manipulation, sit down, sir. You remember, I don't want to go into that. Shout a loud amen. I say shout a loud amen. Come on, put your hands together for the glory of God. Some pastors manipulate the people just to collect the money for their own use, not for the church of Christ. Someone told my wife in the office where she was working, say, are you not pastor's wife? You don't dress like pastor's wife. You don't act like pastor's wife. Amen. Say, can you see this one? It's pastor's wife. The pastor's money, the church money is in the hand of the wife. She's the offering collector. She's the treasurer. My friend, if you're in that church, run away. I'm sorry to say this. No matter how good, God will hold you accountable. I've been in Doha here. I met a pastor. He will wait until the church money is counted. And he will take it as the treasurer. I met him. I said, my friend, you will not go far. You will die on time. Praise God. Shout a louder. But I'm glad he changed. Shout a louder. Amen. I am glad what? He changed. Praise God. Don't manipulate people. Stop it. Be who you are. Love is all garment. What? All purpose what? Garment. Let me stop because my choir has to come back and praise God. Amen. So what did I say? Last one is up. Love is all purpose what? Garment. Can I ask you a question? Which garment are you wearing? Only you can testify. Oh, ask your neighbor, which garment are you wearing? Now, come on, louder, louder. Say, which garment are you wearing this morning? Yes, elders, talk to each other. Elders in the house, ask that person, which garment are you wearing this morning? I know you are wearing Gucci. But is there love in it? You can be fashionable, but there is no love. You can dressed to kill, but you're not killing me. Oh. Shout aloud. Amen. Come on, tell your friend, we are love. Come on, we are the garment of love. Am I communicating to somebody? In case you are thinking I'm quoting out of Colossians chapter 3, verse 14, I will stop there. I'm telling you, I'm sincere. I will stop there. Okay? Colossians 3, 14. Let's go there quickly. Give me Messenger Bible. And then we stand up. And I want to pray right now. Colossians, are we there? All right. Thank you. No. Messenger now. Thank you. You know, you have to interchange. Amen. It's the same thing, but it gives us a better... Now, stand up together with me. Stand up together with me. Stay there with me. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's read. 1, 2. Louder, please, louder. And regardless of what else you put on, I know you are putting on something. Tell somebody. Say, I know you are putting on something. Louder now. Come on. And please smile. Please smile. This is time for love now. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, I know you are putting on something. Hallelujah. The Bible says, regardless of what you put on, we are love. It is your basic all-purpose garment. All-purpose garment. Never be without love. Tell your neighbor, say, never be without love. I'm speaking to somebody, say, never be without love. And husbands, love your wives. And wives, love your husband. I'm speaking to some of you here now. You have husband, you have wife, love them. We are all purpose garment. And all purpose garment that cannot be refused is the garment of love. Talk to God and say, Lord, from this moment, I want to wear the garment of love. The garment of love. All purpose garment, the garment of love. That's what I cried out for. That's what I seek your face for. Kwanya, you can come over. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Almighty. Thank you, Heavenly Father. From this moment, oh God, we shall wear all purpose garments. Ilirando Ciprianda Kusta Yadaba. Lezinde Borosite. As a church, as an individual, we shall wear all purpose garments. I'm about to leave here now so that the church can continue. You are here this morning. And you know of the truth. You are far from the love of God. You want to say, Jesus, I submit myself to you. I raise up my hands and surrender. I just want to say, God, here am I. I just need your love now. I come to you just as I am, Lord. For God so loved that he gave. Father, here we are this moment. Somebody hearing to say, Lord, I submit myself to you. Just raise up your hands. I want to pray with you wherever you are. Just raise up your hands and say, Lord Jesus, have mercy upon me. Thank God for thy hands. Say with me, Lord Jesus, have mercy. Father, forgive me. Lord, all my sins, I come to you just as I am. With your love. I say with your love, forgive me, Lord. Make me a new creation. So make me a new creation by your love. Anything I have done in the past, oh Lord, cleanse me now. I ask, oh God, by your mighty hands, that from today, you are my Lord, you are my Savior. In the name of Jesus, I need you, Lord, touch my heart today. In Jesus' name. I say, can I hear a glorious amen? I prophesy to anyone sick, lay hands on your body. Anyone sick this morning, by the triumphant power of the Holy Ghost, may you be healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Take your delivery of your healing.
Amen.
In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever is the issue,
amen,
I ask the power of God to touch you now.
Amen.
Be released from that bondage, sister.
Amen.
Be released from that bondage, that brother.
Amen.
Every sickness over your life, I stand on this prophetic auction and I declare you healed and whole in Jesus' precious name.